Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. South Korean authorities detained impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol early Wednesday. The move ends a weeks-long standoff over the status of Yoon, who is being investigated for alleged insurrection related to his short-lived declaration of martial law. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
Supporters of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol scuffled with police outside his residence in central Seoul, but they could do little to stop the overwhelming number of police who entered Yoon's compound early Wednesday. After several hours of negotiations with Yoon and his legal team, the deadlock broke without violence. He is the first sitting South Korean president to be detained. Yoon, accused of insurrection, faces questions over his martial law decree last month. Authorities can detain Yoon for 48 hours before seeking a formal arrest warrant. The country's constitutional court is also set to soon rule on his impeachment, a verdict that could remove him from office. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Yonhap News Agency reports that an unidentified man died after setting himself on fire on Wednesday near South Korea's corruption investigation office, where impeached President Yoon was being questioned. According to investigators, Yoon has left the office and will stay at the Seoul Detention Center before further questioning. A quote-unquote particularly dangerous situation is forecast for the fire-scarred Los Angeles area Wednesday. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Strong winds are expected today around Los Angeles, and crews continue to battle deadly and devastating wildfires. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says she hopes these are the final hours of this emergency.
This is a crisis that impacts the nation.
Audio from KABC. In Altadena, Lydia Sawyer returned to find her home gone.
I'm just heartbroken.
Some homes are without power to prevent lines from sparking new fires. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is